Rocket tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Here we are into November, and many are still in the dark in a lot of ways. But specifically, I'm talking about electricity. A huge storm, in a sense, slammed into the Northeast. I say in a sense because it's not like every place where this storm hit, you had piles and piles of snow. It was more about tree limbs being blown off in the wind again. And the fact that in Connecticut, New Jersey, Massachusetts, in Maine, and in some other places, you had power lines, Pennsylvania, power lines that were down that blocked off roads, blocked off routes for trains and whatnot. So Monday was like a quiet day in some offices. People couldn't get in from their homes and other parts to various cities. There was no railway to take them in, and they couldn't get on some of the streets. That should all clear up now at this point, but the power outages may continue for some people throughout the week because you only have so many places these utility companies can be at them, you know, going from block to block. And when you have 600,000 people in one state, 800,000 in another, and these are different companies, they're scurrying around trying to do what they can to get the power up and going. Ooh, that's frustrating. I mean, you can have a ton of candles. I'm sorry. You can have generator backup, all that stuff. It's still not the same thing, and you're waiting to have that power kick back on. And it's, especially when it disrupts that normal everyday routine. Some say it's a good way to prepare yourself for what could happen if you're not careful and you don't really make yourself emergency prepared. I've learned my own lesson, and I am emergency prepared now. If lights go out, if something happens, I have a plan. Boom. Imagine that. It did take a few things to happen to me for me to get that plan, but I would tell everybody, this is another wake-up call. If you don't have a plan, make sure you have a plan in case you get a freak storm like the one that happened over the weekend, my goodness, in October. And too many people were sitting around in the dark. Not to mention that luckily the weather isn't bone-chilling freezing, but they're in all kinds of wraps and sweatshirts and anything they can find at this point because it is a little cooler. Absolutely, it's a little cooler. As I speak right now, would you believe they say there are 7 billion people on the planet right now? 7 billion people. Think about that. That's a number I can't really think about when it comes to people. It seems pretty crowded to me, but of course, we're talking about the entire planet. And the numbers really jumped up from when numbers were first recorded. For example, the world's population has more than tripled since the late 30s. We have hit 7 billion people, and that is up from 2.5 billion in 1950. Wow, 1950. By the year 2100, we could have about 50% more people on the planet than we did at the turn of the century. And what does that mean? I hope you have a lot of water supplies. I hope you have access to water. Because I would think water could be a huge problem. And also food would be a problem. So it's pretty obvious. 7 billionth child. Whew. 7 billion. You know, if you break down the number even further, there's an institute that was doing that, where researchers work, and they say there are 215 million women worldwide. 250 million worldwide who want to be able to have time and space and that kind of stuff to deliver their children in the future, because that's the other thing they're worried about, the space equation. How much space do we have? 7 billion. 7 billion people. Whew. A lot of people. It's interesting because one of the things that the president's talked about And certainly, this isn't any news to most of you listening to this show. We've talked about it. I don't think it's a secret to anybody. But what's going on with prescription drugs and what you're paying to get your drugs filled and then going through that drive-through window at the CVS, is it because of the economy? Is it because of the delivery of the actual medications? You know, what is it that's pushing it? And the president had a warning for any of the drugstores that were jacking up their prices without something to back it up.
We're going to make sure that if we find out that prices are being driven up because shortages are being made worse by manipulations of companies or distributors, that we are making sure that we stop those practices.
Yep, that's certainly not good. When you go to the store and you think, you know, it's like the generic versus the other, and when you wonder out loud how many people are on medications, just look around and talk to them. That's what happens. You go to the doctor, you don't know the doctor like you used to know your doctor when you were growing up, and then you get prescribed something and you're wondering what you're taking. No joke. Speaking of taking things, some say Herman Cain is taking his medicine. Others say this is a nasty bit of business that shouldn't happen. But Herman Cain's willing to talk about it and actually revealed a few details on the harassment allegations that have been made against him when he led the National Restaurants Association in the 90s. He's saying, forget it, it never happened. It never happened. So I don't know what they're talking about. And then tried to explain it from that point on. It's to several different people that he did interviews with. So he didn't shy away from the interviews, but he still shied away from really super, super specific questions on it. He did talk about what happened and, in a sense, what he thought happened, but not a lot of details. And there aren't a lot of details from the accusers, the Politico breaking the story, and then it's anonymous sources that keep getting reported. And now the appetite of the American people has been whetted, if that's a correct word. And Herman Cain, who's the darling and who's on top, is explaining that he was unaware of any cash settlements when he was at the National Press Club on Monday and actually made a crack about it, said, I hope it wasn't too much because I didn't do anything. These women were subordinate to Cain at the time. They accused him of inappropriate behavior and reportedly got five-figure payouts after signing an agreement with the trade association. The agreement also barred them from discussing it at all. And the recent quotes anonymous sources and describes how the two women felt angry and uncomfortable. And he says it never happened. Do you think this one trips up his chances in the caucuses and the primaries coming up pretty soon here? 800-259-5791. We're kicking the can down the road. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
What do you think? Does it stick America or dissipate? I'm talking about this story that Rush Limbaugh says is a gotcha deal. And Sean Hannity also saying, you know what, this is bad journalism. So two women accusing Kane of inappropriate behavior. He is the darling of the polls right now, sometimes tied with Mitt Romney, but a lot of times standing there on his own. And we're getting into the nitty-gritty, swinging into New Year. We have caucuses and primaries across the land. Some are even suggesting that people are terrified of a conservative black man who happens to be pretty strong and have strong opinions. I'll say this, I don't think Herman Cain is particularly worried about it. Worried in the sense that he just motors on, which is the good news, because that means he's not looking over his shoulder constantly, let someone else do that. But it does become a question of, will the people move on with him and forget about it, or does this become one even bigger, and does it ultimately sink him, try to drag him backwards? Jay is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Kate. Three quick points for your investors out there. Keep an eye on silver.
Oh, yeah.
It's a dollar, it's about $1.08 a gram right now. And I suspect over the next couple of years that's going to triple.
Yeah.
And we could fix our deficit right now. All we need to do is get all 7 billion people in the world to write the White House a check for $2,000 each, and that would cover the $14 trillion in debt. And then, last but not least, Herman Cain, of course. This is a non-issue, really. If it was something that creeped up out of his past that was that ugly, I think he'd be a little more worried about it. And basically what it is to me, it shows me that the left is scared. They are scared of Herman Cain. They're not scared of Mitt Romney so much, but they are scared of Herman Cain because they won't be able to play a race card against Herman Cain. And And that's one of the keys that the Obama administration's betting on in the campaign run, is because he cannot run on his record. If you look at his record, it's junk. Everything that he said he was going to do, he has not done. Basically, our military is taking care of some of the stuff that he's taking credit for when
right.
he's got 25 advisors standing around him saying, do it, do it, do it, do it. And then he's the one that's allowed to pull the trigger. But this is a non-issue to me. And I'll still support Herman Cain 100%. And it just shows me that basically what I just repeat what I just said. It shows me the left is scared. They're digging for anything they can because they're running for the hills. You have a good night, Kate.
Hey, thanks, Jay. I agree with Jay, by the way. I think the left is worried about Herman Cain because of a lot of different reasons. Think about who he's appealing to. The Tea Party is liking what they're hearing from Herman Cain. There is some sway there very early on. There are a lot of people, heavy hitter people, that are endorsing him. That's also key. And what if you had a head-to-head matchup? I mean, here's the thing. Let's just boil it down. What if you had a head-to-head matchup of the current president, Barack Obama, versus Herman Cain? Is he the guy that could upset Obama? Because an incumbent, I'll say it again, whether some people think he's a flip-flopper, which I think it's an ineffective administration, still, they have to vote in a different direction. Will people do that? And then head up between the two, it's all, then here's the thing. Then it's all about the issues. At least that's what they're going to say. It's all about the issues. But really, then it's strictly conservative, liberal, whatever label you want to slap on yourself. A lot of it would be that. A lot of it would be what you define yourself, what you define yourself as. And then the independents are so huge. 50% looking at the independents, and that's what the big grab bag is, trying to find that middle person and convincing them to go in a certain direction. The independents are huge in this election because, remember, those people voted for Obama the last time out. So what happens this time? Are they disillusioned? Did he not live up to the promises, as Jay in Kentucky was saying, that he promised? I mean, unemployment rate was one of them, getting that down. Jobs was another one of them. I think that they're going to tout some of the things that he did do, like Bin Laden or Iraq, even though you could point to the Bush administration because they had already negotiated that date. But okay, he could take credit for that. So then you've got your scorecard. Cain versus Obama. Here's my then question too, and this becomes important. Who is the running mate? Who is the undercard, the VP, if you will, for Herman Cain? Who does he put underneath him that would make a difference? That would just give him that little bit of an edge in an area where he's weak, because that's the key. The area where he's weak. Hey, I want to give out a quick daily salute here. We do this every once in a while, and we're going to try to start bringing this back to every single show, because as much as we rail on the fools in Washington and the frustrations we have and all of that, there are some good things happening in the world that often go unrecognized. And we have talked about this group before on America Tonight. But how about this Operation Buyback, where, and it's happening in other neighborhoods where dentists are buying back candy, but the buyback here, we're talking about a dentist buying back candy for troops so that he buys the candy to send them. And I know I've told the story before, but a lot of the military people who I've had the fortune to talk with, whether they were in Afghanistan or Iraq, whatever it might be, they just want a feeling, a touch of something from home. So getting letters, cards, whatever it is, from even from strangers, makes their day. And the idea that they would get candy from this dentist, it's a dollar a pound that he's buying back, is amazing. I think it's a great idea to take it just that step further. So I would say that is absolutely the daily salute. You know, bravo to Dr. Faith Bates, who's doing that, to send it to the guys who are still overseas. And I'm sure chomping at the bit for a little slice of America, and that certainly is a big slice of America when you're talking about Halloween. Absolutely. Hey, coming up, we have another edition of We Can Count. If you notice, in almost all of the things that I've been talking about recently, we have some numbers. There are numbers all around us, but it's opening your eyes and looking at some of those numbers to get a better sense of what I mean. But every single day now, and I don't know if it's because we do this or not on the show, but I am telling you, I see numbers. Some people see people. I see dead people. I don't see dead people. I see numbers. So we'll talk about Wall Street and what's going on there. What do the numbers look like? Because I hate to talk about it once and then ditch it and you have no idea. And then we have a crazy story about a man who went for his morning paper and he didn't come back. What do you think it was that stopped him from coming back? Wait till you hear what it was. It sounds like such an excuse. I can't even imagine calling into work being Honest Abe and just saying exactly what happened and having the person say, oh, yeah, right. Because when I heard the story, that's immediately what I thought. Oh, that's a good tall tale. But it sounds like a tall tale. That's the problem. Huge problem. So that's something we'll talk about when we do We Can Count. And then in our last segment, we've got birthdays and a few other little quickie odds and ends. But during the course of our conversation, you can certainly throw in your 2 cents here in America Tonight, 800-259-5791. The big question is, Herman Cain, is he for real? The answer is, yeah, he's definitely for real. He wants to run for president. But does the alleged sexual misconduct with a couple of women on the job where he was the boss, does that make you feel uncomfortable enough to just say, ugh, here's where I cannot vote for Herman Cain. I can't do it. And they may trot out a few other chestnuts that they're holding back. Once again, you want to throw in your two, please do, 800-259-5791.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig? With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Well, we have no idea who the Republican candidate for president is going to be, but we've got the presidential debates scheduled. How about that? I think that's exciting. I like watching the presidential debates. In fact, I like watching a lot of the debates because you get some juicy nuggets here and there. But when it's down to just the two, and we know the Democrats have Obama, the current resident of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, who is going to be the challenger? You know, that's the key, and we've been talking about it. Has Kane ruined his chances, or does this just kind of go away? I tend to agree with Jay in Kentucky, and the reason for me is personal, because I saw it happen on a job twice where two people were accused of something they didn't do. Unfortunately, the guys were let go, but I've seen things then reverse, too, as well. We just had an employment lawyer on our previous show, and we talked about, were sexual harassment cases big, and have you had the opposite where it was unfounded and whatever. So we'll see. If there is more to this, trust me, in this era of Twitter and Facebook and everything else, more of this will start to come out. And there was no specifics. There was no specifics from the Politico magazine, it's kind of like a magazine website. It's kind of like magazine journalism. There was no definites of, well, what happened, and it was five-figure payoff. What does that mean? Maybe there is something to this, but does it really clip Kane's wings? So Obama and the Republican challenger will debate on October 3rd of next year at the University of Denver. They'll also debate. I love that they're close, too. They'll also, and it makes sense that you're coming up to the elections. They'll also debate on Tuesday, October 16th at Hofstra University in New York. and on October 22nd at Lynn University in Boca Raton. How about that? What's kind of cool is the Hofstra debate is going to be a town hall meeting style format. I like that idea. And the vice presidential debate, there's just one, is going to be October 11th, and that's at Center College in Danville, Kentucky. Got a lot of listeners in Lexington, Kentucky. How about that? So two of the three presidential debates, the first thing I noticed, are going to be in swing states, Colorado and Florida. So that's big. And they're states that Obama won in 2008. There is a backup site for a debate, Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. How about that? So, mark it on your calendars. October is a very big month. And, of course, it is. I love it. They hold it right before everything happens. So, will it be Mitt Romney? Will it be Herman Cain? Will it be Rick Perry? I really don't think Rick Perry. Mitt Romney, Herman Cain, I'm thinking shocker that it's going to be Herman Cain. I like Ron Paul, and a lot of people in this audience would definitely opt for Ron Paul, but I don't think he gets the mainstream, so that's not going to happen for him. This is a crazy story. Kim Kardashian, ugh, have we had enough of the Kardashians already? Files for divorce after, ready for this? 72 days. You can't make this stuff up. It's really true. 72 days. And here's the thing that's interesting about this, and it falls into the numbers category. Of course, 72 days did too. But the money this woman made on that wedding, $17 million and counting, I mean, crazy. 72 days. And she didn't really say much, only that, you know, we, after careful consideration, I decided to end my marriage. How about that? And here's the crazy thing, too. Her husband said he loved his wife and was devastated to learn that she filed for divorce and said he's committed to the marriage and everything that the covenant represents. I don't think so. I think she's bailed out and you're getting the boot. You're not hanging around. She's saying bye-bye, adios. She deep-sixed him. And there, I guess there have been problems rumors about problems in this relationship anyway. So Kardashian is one of the highest paid reality stars on television. Her 2010 earnings, $6 million from her TV show, clothing line, perfume, jewelry, tanning cream, and who knows what else she's endorsing. I have no idea. And he's done. He's out of there, and she made a ton of money on that wedding. Oh, a ton. Everything was paid for. Somebody was sponsoring it. Vera Wang did the dresses. Oh, my. And I think they got bang for their buck, though, because now this is also part of the story the second time around, and the amount of people that tune in for this nonsense is huge on the tube, so I can only assume that the sponsors won't be really, really upset because I think they reap the benefits of being mentioned. Here we go again with the immigration law. President Obama's folks were on court on Monday to block parts of the new law that South Carolina was trying to enact, arguing that the federal government had preeminent authority over immigration matters. We've been down this road before, like with Arizona. So there's an injunction out against portions of the state law, which would take effect on January 1st and toughens the measures against undocumented illegals. Monday's action is specifically zeroed in on this, requiring police to determine immigration status during any lawful stop, detention, investigation, or arrest where there's a reasonable suspicion that they're being unlawful. Allow state people to sue any local government agency that moves to limit enforcement of state immigration laws. That's an interesting one, isn't it? And the big one is being sent back. The big one is requiring them to determine, the police to determine the status of the people that they pick up. Oof. Wow. So here we go again with more money, your money and my money, by the way, to challenge this, to challenge it. And unfortunately, these are just giant tugs of war that make money for the lawyers on both sides, but not much is really accomplished, to be honest. Either way, we saw what went on with Arizona. Ridiculous. This is worth mentioning, even though it's a sports story, because when you have a close game and you're on the edge of your seat and you can't wait to find out what happens, yeah, that's more interesting than the run-of-the-mill kind of Sunday action where you're half asleep even though your team's playing and you wake up every 5 seconds because you snore so loud and you say, go team, but you really have no idea where you are in the ballgame. The Chiefs hosting the Chargers put off a wild overtime win. So now Kansas City's in a three-way tie for first in the AFC West. The final score, 23-20. 23-20. And there was problems with the fumble at the end and a few other things that cost the Chargers more than they could reap back. They weren't able to do it. So Kansas City had its chance to win in regulation. It took overtime, but eventually they did it. All it took was the right kick at the right time. So in other words, they were close enough. Getting the ball, keeping it on the ground or whatever, and getting it closer for the kicker, and lo and behold, that's what happened. And the Chargers really, really, really had this one bagged. I was stunned. I mean, at the end, not during the whole game, but at the end, they had this bagged. This is why we keep coming back for more. We're gluttons for punishment to find out what's happened. We can't ignore it. It's like a twisted disease. And it's about the numbers, because all sports is about the numbers. But if you open your eyes to it and you start to see it in your everyday life, you'll see, I know what she's talking about with the numbers thing. The numbers really are everywhere. I mean, they are everywhere. So that's why we do. We can count. Occupy protests, we can count those on our hands a couple of different times because more have really cropped up. Originally, the Ground Zero one was huge and still is the biggest in Manhattan. But now it's branched off to other places for a couple of weeks. Occupy movements in Oakland and in Seattle, in Chicago, Washington, D.C. now, kind of popping up all over the place. So the seeds have been planted, but will anybody reap the benefits of what's going on with the Occupy protesters? So in Los Angeles, they're protesting at City Hall. In other places like Nashville, New York, Los Angeles, and Oakland, which is mentioned, the aforementioned, protesters talk about feeling unsafe because of the presence of homeless people. And a lot of people called this show and said they felt like it was nothing but homeless people, but the movement does sort of embrace some homeless people that are there because they're already living in that area and they're not trying to boot them out. They're trying to help them out. Most of the people in the Occupy movement are camping out. In fact, 30% is the estimate in some of the cities, and they're out there among chronically homeless. Good things can happen with that. Maybe they end up helping these people as well while they're out there protesting. In my opinion, way in the wrong place to go. Zero it in on some specific people, rather, and not just in front of some federal buildings. Hang with us. More to come.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets the fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
Because you demanded it, I think you got tired of politics, and of course, that is our bread and butter. Because what is the buzz in your backyard if it isn't the politics of the day? But, yeah, we got some lighter fare for you. Really, honestly, a lot of people emailed me about birthdays. So, Jenny McCarthy, 39 years old. She was an MTV personality. She's starred in her own sitcom. Fernando Valenzuela, you remember him? Mexican baseball player. Won the Cy Young Award. He was just a rookie then, a long, long time ago, when he played for the Dodgers. Moving on to, Lyle Lovett. 54 years old. Do you know that he was briefly married to Julia Roberts? It's true. Can't make this stuff up. How about Larry Flint? Does that name ring a bell with anyone? He was portrayed in the People vs. Larry Flint Hustler magazine. Yep, he's the Hustler magazine guy. One more birthday for you. Gary Player, South African golfer, won all four Grand Slam tournaments. Very hard feat to do. I don't know if we'll see that again in our lifetime, because it's when somebody peaks and there's so much competition. Not that there wasn't then, but I think very tough to do. So happy birthday to you if you're celebrating a birthday. We wish you the best. Birthdays are good. I think people should celebrate their birthdays more. For some reason, as they get older, they don't celebrate their birthdays, and I with people living all over the place, if somebody wants to throw you a party, shame on you if you do not jump on it and take the party you should. Here's a couple of weird things that I pulled out of the bin, as I like to say, from kind of a news you can abuse look at things through different eyes. And this story caught my attention in Australia. There was a man in an Australian hospital who faces charges after he was found with a handgun in his prosthetic leg. What a hiding place. Officers were called to the hospital after a doctor spotted the gun. The 66-year-old was put in the hospital because he had other leg amputations due to a medical condition. So how about that? They found the gun under a sock in his prosthesis. Easy for me to say. Prosthesis. Can you say that, Matt? Prosthesis. I can't say it. I'll have to practice that one. That might be a dictionary.com one. Anyway, the man's son and his girlfriend were also in the room at the time. The police said it had two rounds of ammunition for the gun. They didn't say why he had the gun. Maybe it's just something he did by habit. So not a good thing. Not a good thing to be in a hospital in that situation. You don't want that. Americans say in a poll, bring back Reagan. This is a huge story. People wistfully wishing for the 80s. And that's what a lot of people are saying, that they would rather have a Republican office than a Democrat. 36% of those polled say they would pick Ronald Reagan over Franklin D. Roosevelt as the world's largest economy is plummeting as we speak, struggling. So how about this poll by 60 Minutes? And that's the answer they came up with. 36% of Americans who chose Ronald Reagan over FDR then asked which past president they would want in the White House in these trying times. 60 Minutes and Vanity Fair said in a statement announcing the results, only 14 opted for Tom Jefferson. 60% question in the poll, they are worried about past actions coming to light that would prevent them from running for an office, with women more worried about what might be dug up about them during a campaign. See, it's all about the digging, because they're always digging. When I say they're always digging, it's anybody who wants to take that candidate down, and the amount of people that it could be. If you're playing one of those guessing game things, you know, it could be fellow Republicans, could be Democrats, could be a lot of different people that could lay claim to that, but probably don't want to do that. We talked about JetBlue. I'm sure at some point during this show, they're going to look at the flight delays, and that's smart because there are a lot of people that would like to go after JetBlue, 9 hours on a plane in a tarmac, looking over at the terminal and realizing, oh, I could be sprawled right now in a seat or on a cot or eating something or whatever. And they couldn't do, of course, any of that, and then had to be bused to where their destination ultimately was. You know, getting them back to the airport and whatever, or having the JetBlue take off from there, that's a rough way to tangle with airline problems. You're stuck in a regional airport and you have to go someplace big, let's say even internationally, because some international targets also were kicked back. So that would have been interesting, I think, to be in that crowd. Ooh, really, really interesting. The big stories heading into the week are, when are we getting our power back, and what's going to happen next with the Herman Cain, what fiasco it could be. Right now, not a lot of people going after Herman Cain, so this may be a question of your word against mine, you're not even coming forward, this is ridiculous, and it all just goes away. If there's nothing there, it will go away. If there's something there, then they're going to scratch and claw and try to get something out there. But I don't think so. I think they're going to have a hard time I don't even have a hard time doing that. And you can tell, that's why it's handy to watch all the debates and all the stuff that's happening. You can tell, you can see in some of the faces of some of the people who are running the problems that they're having, and others you can see that super great positive feeling that you want, I guess, out of a president, out of a leader in times that are tough for everybody with unemployment and whatnot, that the idea is absolutely huge. Huge! So how interesting in this segment. We go from the Aussie man with the hidden gun and the fake leg and the cops hanging on to him, facing charges after being in the hospital with that handgun in the leg. It's like I said, you never know where we're going to zig and zag to. In the meantime, you have a 92-year-old English woman who was refused alcohol because she couldn't prove her age. Now, that's ridiculous. I'm sorry, ma'am. You look incredible for your age. I can't even guess how old you are. 92? You're kidding me. I thought you were just 30, if that. So this woman, Diane Taylor, couldn't produce the ID she needed to buy her bottle of whiskey at the one-stop shop. There's your first clue. It's a convenience store in Harlow, just northeast of London. And the great-grandmother was there and said she tried to show everything she had on her, bus pass, health card, whatever, and none of it worked. When she asked the clerk exactly what she wanted, she said proof of age. And she said, but I don't have a passport or driving license, so what do they expect me to do? It's a problem. Well, I have a friend that walks everywhere. It would be a problem for her because she doesn't even have a license. So anyway, the shop, they say, could be a little gun-shy after the town council revoked its license to sell alcohol in 2007, then reinstated it when owners promised to enforce a strict no ID, no sale policy. So the policy came back to bite her, so to speak, because I don't think she was expecting it to boomerang back. Ooh, that's interesting. Interesting that new laws kick in there. New laws are being challenged when you see what's happening here in the United States. Crazy. Crazy that they would just wait and let it happen instead of getting in front of it. So the 92-year-old man who can't prove his age refused booze. What an interesting boat that would be to be on, huh? The fake leg guy and the 92-year-old. Maybe they'd have to be separated, not sure. Any thoughts on the show, please send them to me, americatonight.net. You know what to do from there.
You will respect my authority.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.